Purple is her favorite color. Welcome to the Dietitian Frequency, the podcast where we break down complex health and nutrition principles into bite-sized pieces, the African way. Today's episode is all about healthy snacking. Whether you're looking to maintain your energy levels throughout the day or curb your cravings, healthy snacking is key. Join us today, join me, Vali, as we explore the importance of nutrient-dense snacks, share ideas for plant-based options, and discussing the benefits of balancing the micronutrients when you're snacking. And I'm not here alone. I am flying with a girl that is young, innovative, such a well-learned dietitian. Her name is Megan. Hello, Megs. Welcome to the Dietitian Frequency. Hi. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's so exciting to be on here.
So we met on Instagram, and I think social media is so fantastic that it's able to connect us in the way that it has connected us as dietitians all over South Africa, but also in the world. I never really thought I'll be connected as much as we've connected as people, but also just people in Cape Town. And you're in Cape Town. Hey, Max.
Yes, I'm based in Somerset West, so it's great to be able to connect with people all over and fellow dietitians and to chat about such important topics like snacking today.
Okay, so just to give everyone just a bit of background, I said at the beginning her favorite color is purple, and it is purple. She is obsessed with color purple. So Megan used to be a competitive lifeguard. You know, at some point she represented South Africa. Unfortunately, she had a hip operation surgery around when she was 20. But good news is she's recently started swimming training again, which is fantastic, and we love that for her. So Megan's favorite food item is pasta. And I love that for dietitians. You know, we love food that is often frowned upon and people don't want to eat because it's of whatever weight-related reasons. So Meg's favorite food is pasta, and she loves speckled eggs. She is working at Somerset Dietitians, which is a private practice in Somerset in Cape Town. She loves clinical dietetics and works in the hospital for the practice, but also has big passion for sports nutrition, pediatrics, general healthy eating, heart health, IBS. And yeah, so basically she says there's just something magical about helping people achieve their health goals. So there is a quote that she says, control the controllables, which I saw and I loved. So if Megan is not working hard and studying, she's currently studying her master's in therapeutic nutrition at Stellenbosch University. And she's completed a lot of other courses like the CDE course in foundational diabetes and the EatFit IBS course, as well as the IMPESA early life nutrition course. If she's not doing all of those wonderful things, you'll find her at the beach and probably playing spike ball. And then it says, haha. And I wanted to laugh when I saw that. And then it is written, haha. All right, Megan, thank you so much for joining us on the Dietitian Frequency. And you're doing your master's in therapeutic nutrition via Stell. How is that?
Yo, it is an adjustment and it's busy. So trying to manage a new job and being back at home and studying is quite a bit. But I think I have got the routine down. I think it's all about having a good routine and planning, like with good nutrition. So we are taking each day and week as it comes, but I've got a good support system, which helps with that as well. So yeah.
That's fantastic. Where did you do your community service again?
I did my community service in a very small district hospital in rural KZN known as Nkandla Hospital. So I was the only dietitian there. Yeah, I learned a lot of Zulu, which I don't speak anymore, which is quite sad.
I was thinking we can just do this.
In Zulu.
In Zulu, full on.
I don't know, I'm very rusty. I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. You lose it so fast when you're not speaking it every day. Trying to speak it every day. Yeah, so it's so weird now not speaking Zulu. It's felt like normal towards the end of last year to not speak English. Yeah, which is actually quite special and quite a cool experience.
Yeah. And, you know, congratulations for what you did there in Nkandla. I used to follow you on Instagram and follow your journey there. And, you know, it's so sad that even in 2023, hospitals like that, you know, this hospital in rural areas like Inganda, there is not enough dietitians out there. I don't know. There's this, I mean, we're not here to talk about that today, but I love talking about these things. But there's this thing that bothers me where there's a whole lot of dietitians who are unemployed, you know, in South Africa, but also there's a lot of dietitians in villages and places where dietitians in hospitals are not there, or there's just one dietitian and the workload is a lot. So, but maybe platforms like these, if we talk about these things, it's going to help somebody somewhere realize there's a need to open more posts and employ dietitians. Yeah, but well done for the work you did there in Nkandla. I'm from Kwanongoma, so Nkandla is literally a stone thrown from where I'm from. You know, we breathe the same air with Nkandla people. It's very close to each other. And don't ask me why I'm not working down there. No.
It's okay. We could say that for another
day. Well, we all go out of certain, but I mean, I guess
as much as I'm making a joke that I'm not working there, but such platforms, it's something that anybody anywhere can access and get the nutrition knowledge. And I do wish that, you know, more dietitians can be employed in hospitals and rural areas in KwaZulu-Natal, in Eastern Cape, in Limpopo, everywhere. But yeah. All right. Definitely. Today we're talking about
advocating for dietetics is a very good start, which is what we are doing here today. So, yeah.
Good. We are talking about healthy snacking. One thing about snacking is that it's always spoken of as it's a bad thing, right? People are told, you know, snacking, it's only optional, and, you know, you can't lose weight if you're snacking. But I think, let's talk about the benefits of snacking. Let's say you are a person who wants to have snacks in between meals. What are the benefits of that? How does it help to snack? Maybe let's talk that first, and then we can talk about in terms of how to do it and all of that. What are the benefits of having snacks in between your meals?
Definitely. So snacking is not bad if it is done in moderation and with healthy options. So it helps to maintain our energy levels and can also help to actually prevent overeating during meal times. So it's important to listen to your hunger cues and then to also look at nutrient dense options. So to pick things that actually have a good amount of nutrients to add, and then also for so that sustained energy. So snacking can occur during the day, and it's just important to pay attention to what you're choosing as well as the portion sizes of that. And it can help with, as we said, increased energy or better energy during the day, focus, as well as weight management with that help of satiety and preventing overeating at the next meal. So I think we definitely need to change it to a more positive thing than a negative thing, and just being able to identify what is a snack actually. I think that's important. What is a snack and what should a snack comprise of?
Yeah. Speaking of that, in terms of what a snack is, I think often a snack and a treat are words that are used interchangeably, but they're actually not the same. It's not the same thing. And when people refer to a small meal that they are eating because they've had a meal, now they're hungry, they will say it's a snack. And when they're talking about like a dessert or something that they're eating for fun in between meals, they will still say it's a snack. So what is the difference, I think, between treats and snack? Let's also, you know, elaborate on that. Obviously, we've established there is a difference, but what is that difference between a snack and a treat?
So a snack is a small amount of food that's consumed between meals that is there to satisfy hunger and provide energy. So it's normally a healthier option, meaning that it's normally higher in fiber, has some micronutrient-rich foods, that's there to then support your bodily functions. And then a treat is, like you said, something that's more indulgent, so something that's there to serve as pleasure or enjoyment. And those foods are typically higher in fat, higher in your sugar and your calories, and wouldn't be called necessarily a balanced meal. So treats can also be part of your diet in moderation. And it should just also not be consumed too often, and then just not in large amounts. It's also just looking at the portion size of that treat. So knowing the difference between that allows you to be more mindful. So it allows you to really identify what you are going to be eating and what that purpose is kind of for. Just more intentional and more mindful choices. Just knowing the difference between that, I think, really helps.
Yeah, because I think also the as you're saying, being more intentional and being more mindful. Snack and a treat, now we know the difference that, you know, an apple and maybe apple paired with a yogurt will then be a snack. But then ice cream, a scoop of ice cream is then the treat, which is fun foods. So I think there is two ways into this that often, you know, it's a said that, no, a snack is bad, but sometimes people are just not understanding that difference. But also I think snacking in itself, there is times where it's mindless snacking, right? Where you are now just eating and eating and eating, and you know that you're not listening to your hunger cues, you are full, but you're continuing to snack. In cases of weight loss, maybe isn't that the best thing to focus on when we're educating our clients, when we're educating people that there needs to be mindful snacking? Or maybe let's talk about the difference then between healthy snacking and mindless snacking. That difference, so that, you know, it's clear now that we've defined snacking and in terms of what is a snack, what is a treat, how can then we, whether it's snacking or eating a treat, how can then we become more mindful? What's the difference between healthy snacking and mindless snacking?
Yeah, so definitely a snack should be have a purpose and should be planned. So I think planning your snacks is vital. So your snack should be nutrient dense, which means it's going to then provide you with enough energy and satisfy that hunger. So it won't keep you wanting more. So it normally involves something that's higher in fiber, protein, healthy fats, that will then contribute to your reaching your overall nutrient goal. So that can be something like, for example, nuts are a great source of fat and fiber. So really planning and actually deciding, okay, what are my snacks for the day and when am I going to fit them in? When you don't plan your snacks, that often actually leads to mindless snacking. So you're hungry and then you end up just grabbing whatever there is at home or whatever there is on the road or where you are working. And you don't often pay attention to what or how much you're actually consuming. And these are often things that are then higher in your calories, your sugar, your unhealthy fats, that doesn't provide actually a lot of nutrition, and you need to eat more and more and more to actually satisfy that hunger compared to planning and being more, having more intention, I think is important. And then mindless snacking can also lead to overeating and contribute to that weight gain, which we want to try and avoid with actually planning that. So I think it's important to know that snacking is okay and we should be snacking and we can snack, but let's plan that and let's look at what foods are easy for you to have access to and things that you enjoy that you can then incorporate into your day. Because even if you are on the road or you're traveling, you know, there's always healthier options that are available at petrol stations or whatnot that you can go for. So I think just knowing that can really help. And then, just saying to yourself, you know, it's okay, I planned this, it's part of the plan, let's try stick to it and not kind of go off the rails and just grab anything just because you're hungry at that
point. Yeah. And then you become hangry now that, you know, you're just grabbing whatever that you see. And I think snack planning, you mentioned it now, is very important. So I think, would you say it is as important as meal planning to know exactly what snacks are you going to combine? What snacks do you have in the house? What do you need to top up on?
Definitely, definitely. Your snacks need to be part of your meal planning. I think you can't just go with your day and pack just a sandwich for your lunch. What's going to happen in between? You need to be realistic and realize you probably will get hungry hungry and you need fuel, you need energy to keep you going. So when you hit that 3 or 4 o'clock drop, it's because you need a snack. So let's serve ourselves with what we need and have a snack.
Give yourself permission to have a snack.
Yeah.
If you need to have a snack in between meals. Yeah. Now, you spoke a lot about snacks being nutrient dense. And I think let's start with the macronutrients, the big nutrients, your carbohydrates, protein and fat. How important it is for one to combine, make sure that the snacks have all got all those components. And also, how can we make this happen? What are some of the, you know, combinations of snacks that a person can pick that somewhat hit the nerve with those micronutrients I've just mentioned, protein, fat, and carbohydrates?
Yeah, so we want the balance to serve again for that satiety and energy, the sustained energy. So we're always going back to kind of the why. So some great examples that you can include is something like apple, so slices of apple with almond butter. So your apple will be giving you the carbohydrate source, also a great source of fruit. And then the almond butter gives you that healthy fat as well as some protein. You can try something like your veggie sticks, so like cucumbers and carrots with hummus. So hummus is made from chickpeas, which is a source of protein as well as some healthy fats. And then your veggie sticks provide some great fiber there as well. Then things like trail mix. So that's also nice to buy kind of on the go. So those are typically a mix of your nuts, seed, and dried fruits as well, which provide carbohydrates, so proteins, and your healthy fats. Another great one that I also love is whole grain crackers with Avo. I think we all love Avo. So whole grain, your crackers provide you that carbohydrate, high fiber carbohydrate, and then you have the fats as well with that. Another example is something like edamame, which is a great source of plant protein and also provides you with carbohydrates and healthy fats. So this is how we can kind of pair different foods together to give us a more balanced snack that includes all of our macronutrients. And I think it's quite easy to plan this and put it in the lunchbox or even grab something on the go. I know a lot of people I know peanut butter at the office and then you just cut up apple and put it in. My colleague also has carrots and peanut butter, which I have not tried yet, but you could try that if you wanted to as well. So those are some examples that you could try at home.
Have you tried it? The carrots and peanut butter?
No, I was too scared. She just whipped it out at the office and I was like, what are you doing? Are you just going to dip your carrot into the tub of peanut butter? And then she said, yeah, it's so good. And I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about that. I think I'll just get my mind right first.
No, I'm going to try it, but let's meet a pet. You're also going to try it and talk about it as to, is it a yay or a nay? I was surprised recently. I love the apple slices with almond butter. I often do it with peanut butter though. So just because you can do with any nut butter that you want, actually. But I tried a bagel. So I did a bagel and put peanut butter and I put apple slices on top. That was divine. And I've been thinking about that combination ever since last week when I had it. And I just can't find bagels in my shops close to my house this week. But I'm going to find those bagels again and I'm going to have that combination. So I think what we're saying about these combinations, that just try what you combine different things, but the core of it is that the snacks have to have these micronutrients that we need for sustained energy and satiety, so that it's a small meal, it's a nutrient-dense meal, it's filling you up for that moment until the next big meal comes. Because I think part of mindful snacking is about that. It's about being able to take a snack, sit down, have it, and be satisfied to go on and continue doing what you're doing for another hour or two before the big meal comes. There's something that you said on the example is hummus, right? And I must be honest, I came across, is it hummus or hummus? I don't know how it's said, but yeah, the Jews say hummus, they become
But yeah, what's a quick recipe for somebody who wants to try hummus? We know that's made from chickpeas. What's a quick way of making hummus at home?
Yeah, easy. You can just, if you have a blender, you'll need a blender or a food processor, but I'll just take a can of chickpeas. You can drain it, put that in with about a tablespoon of olive oil and then some lemon juice. So I just normally squeeze fresh lemon, or if you have lemon juice in the fridge, put that in, blitz it up, and you should be okay. You might need to add a little bit of extra olive oil if you need, but that's quite an easy way to get a quick hummus recipe. Some you can also add things like sunflower seeds or tahini if you have, but that often tends to make it a bit more expensive. So if you're looking for a more affordable option, then I would just go with the chickpea option of just blending that with some olive oil and lemon juice.
Oh, okay. That's easy enough. That's very easy enough. And I think it can be with vegetable steaks. It can be with crackers. You can, you know, if you want to be a little bit fancy and you're doing that, whatever, charcuterie board, where you've got different charcuterie. Mags.
Yeah.
I always say on this podcast that English is not my first language and I'm excused. sometimes it helps when you're snacking to just put things on a little bit of this and that and sit down and enjoy. In that way, it feels a bit posh as well, but you get satisfied more. We've now spoken about macronutrients,
On that note, I think important thing that you mentioned is sitting down with it on your plate. And I think that's a big part of mindful eating as well, is actually dishing it up for yourself and seeing it and having it there and enjoying it. Instead of, it's like typical, almost like finger food. If you're just grabbing random things, you don't actually realize what you've even eaten or how much you've eaten. And you can't really enjoy it as much. I think if you actually get to sit down with your plate, it really helps with that satisfaction factor as well.
It makes a huge difference. That sitting down makes a huge difference. And I think when people are trying to be control their calories and control the amount of food that they end up eating, but they still want to snack, the biggest trick might just be to take that snack and sit down, be present in the moment, as we are saying, and then go on and do other things. All right, now we've spoken about macronutrients. I want us to get a bit into micronutrients, your vitamins and minerals, because, you know, I think why also we do snacking is to fill the nutrient gaps. So sometimes you find that whatever, the person has higher nutritional needs of specific vitamins and minerals, and they need those gaps filled, and putting snacks in between your meals can be a fantastic way to do that. Now, I would like us to use a similar, if not the same, examples we gave for the macronutrients in terms of what combinations give us the specific fat and protein and carbohydrates. But I want us to use the same examples, Megs, and then you can take us through what nutrients would then be in that combination in terms of vitamins and minerals. Like, just to highlight a few that will typically be high in that combination.
Yeah, awesome. I think that's a great thing to remember is the micros. So if we look at hummus, if we pair that with carrots, we know carrots are a great source of vitamin A, which plays a role in our eye health and our eyesight. And then obviously the hummus is adding the protein and the healthy fats as well. Then if we look at apple, so apple is high in fiber as well as vitamin C. And then the almond or nut butter will also provide you with that healthy fat, also known as our unsaturated fatty acids. And then again, with hummus or chickpeas, if you want to roast chickpeas as well, it's also just adding that fiber and iron as well. It's a great source of plant-based iron. Then edamame is also a great source of our vitamin K and vitamin C, as well as folate and potassium, along with the macro of our protein and the fiber. Then if we look at your trail mix, then we also have the minerals and vitamins from the dried fruits, as well as our nuts and seeds are a great source of that unsaturated fatty acid, which are our good fats. So that's something to remember. And then the fruit also provides you with that nice natural sweetness. Then if we look at crackers and avocado, again, the avocado is that good unsaturated fatty acids that is good for our hearts. So we're focusing a lot here on the good or healthy fats. And then your crackers are obviously providing with that good complex carbohydrates and your fiber. Mm-hmm. So that's just, yeah, kind of looking at what we spoke about and looking a bit further than just the macronutrients.
Mm. All right. I love that. I love, like, we start to really appreciate the power of food and the functionality of food. The fact that everything we combine in our meals, in our snacks, gives us different nutrients. And I think it brings us to the point and an importance of making sure that we always choose a variety of foods, because not one food will give us all the nutrients we need. So it's important, even I think with snacking, as you're saying, Max, that combining them and you get different nutrients. So then open your mind. You know, the world is your oyster. There's a lot of other foods to pair and get those nutrients. And me and Megs are going to try carrots, sticks, and nut butter or peanut butter. The more I think about it, I don't really think it's appetizing. But hey, we are opening our minds here, people. All right. So when incorporating these snacks into your daily routine, it's important to consider portion sizes. And I guess to just make sure, as we're saying, everything is balanced out nicely throughout the day. And that allows people that are even on a weight loss journey. And I keep on going back to that because the industry of weight loss has demonized snacking so much that it's seen as something that is completely a no-no because it contributes to weight gain. And that's not the point. The point is portion. The point is mindless snacking. Those are the things that we are discussing today. For example, one can, you know, have this, an apple with nut butter, like peanut butter, almond butter as a morning snack, and a handful of like a trail mix, could also be a nice afternoon snack. So that is just you doing a variety of different, trying a variety of different foods throughout the day. Right. Now, I think we've spoken about why healthy snacking is actually good. And we've spoken about different combinations for micronutrients, getting protein, fat, and carbohydrates. We've spoken about combinations that are giving us high nutrient quality, like in terms of making sure that we are prepping snacks that are nutrient dense. And we've spoken about the difference between a snack and a treat. I want us also to Max, to talk about any other creative snack ideas. We've mentioned these ones for the purpose of just explaining macronutrients and micronutrients. But what other creative snack ideas that a person, I mean, we can't name them all, but what other creative ways that snacks that people have not even thought about, that those food items can be included in a diet as snacks?
So I think looking at also stuff that you just have in your house normally, so something's like pumpkin seeds. I think people always have pumpkin seeds or some kind of seeds at home. And you can actually just roast your own seeds with some olive oil, which is, again, healthy fat, until it is nice and crispy. And there you kind of have your own trail mix that you made. Just thinking off the top of my head, something also like your banana and peanut butter is really nice. With, you know, a nice, piece of whole grain, like a slice of whole grain bread with some banana and peanut butter is really delish. Yeah. Then we can also look at chickpeas, also a go-to. So you can roast those up or put them in the air fryer and then they are crispy, really yummy. You can add some nice mixed herbs and paprika to spice it up a little bit, which is super nice. I think it also gives you that when you want
crunch. Season your chickpeas, people.
Yes. We're not about bland food, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Then also something like sweet potato chips. So you can also roast those up. You can either slice them how you like and roast those up because sweet potatoes are a great source of our vitamin A, vitamin C, and fiber, which is awesome. And then also corn. Corn is also a loved snack. And you can also spice that up nicely. And then also your boiled maize, which is a good South African staple. and it's a good source of our fiber. So we're focusing a lot on our high fiber foods, which is awesome. And then someone or something that I saw, maybe you want to speak more about it, is boiled sweet potato and tea. Is that
yes?
Was that you?
Yes.
Is that?
Yes. Sweet potato and tea every day, all day.
Yeah. Really?
So yeah. So it's sweet potato. It's such a fantastic snack, and you can pair it with like just normal boiled sweet potato. And growing up, that used to be our go-to snack, and it even got better when we got the orange flesh sweet potato, the ones that are high in vitamin A, and we'll just boil one. So we put it, just take a sweet potato and, you know, peel the skin if you want to leave the skin on and have that with tea. It's nice when it's cold as well. Like the sweet potato when it's cold, it's not warm. And yeah, so, and we'll do the same with corn where we remove it off cob and mealy. We'll just remove it off cob and have it like that boiled. So we'll have it as a snack as well with tea or just as is. And we used to call it izinkobe. That is still a snack. It's not even, it's still something that many South Africans, especially in rural or, I mean, even in urban, like I still stop by the side of the road to buy mealy and have it as a snack. So yeah, with one hand while driving.
Yeah. Yes. That's funny.
Yes. So it's a fantastic snack. But I mean, higher protein snacks like eggs as well, boiled eggs.
Biltong. It's also great.
Biltong. Yes, actually, biltong. All right. In this episode, we discuss the importance of healthy snacking for energy, satiety, and overall health. We also highlighted the difference between healthy snacking and mindless snacking, as well as the difference between treats and snacks. We provided you with examples of plant-based snack options that included edamame. And I don't know how many people know edamame beans, but you can actually buy them canned from the shops or fresh or frozen and boil them. They're just like any other beans, but they're fantastic, higher protein as well. They can do that. We spoke about hummus, and Megs gave us a recipe for how to quickly make hummus at home, which you can use as a dip for vegetables. You can use as a dip for chips as well if you're having corn chips or crisps at home, or sweet potato chips, as we were also mentioning, that can also be one of the snacks that you have. We spoke about apple slices and almond butter or peanut butter, or you can do banana and apple slices or banana and nut butter as well. So the big thing here is that we provided you with creative and delicious snack ideas, and that are high protein, some are more plant-based, some are more affordable, which gave you different ranges. Not everyone has to and needs to snack. It's very important to emphasize that. But those who want to snack should be allowed to snack. It is not a problem. It is not a sin. Healthy snacking can be part of your weight loss diet as well. Max, is there anything that you want to take us home with as we wrap up this episode?
Yeah, well, we just encourage you to plan your snacks and incorporate healthy snacks into your day. We would love to see them. If you want to share it with us on Instagram and see what crazy snacks you come up with, and maybe we can also try those out. But we hope this episode has added value and provided valuable information and inspiration for you to improve your snacking habits and overall health. It was lovely chatting with you today, and yeah, we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much for coming, Max. So you for everyone who's listening, you can get Max on social media. You can follow her via Somerset Dietitian. So it's at Somerset Dietitians on Instagram, or you can follow Max directly. Yeah, Max, that's fine. They can follow you at yes. Max the Dietitian. Dietitian DIETITIAN. On Instagram as well, or you can go to www.somersetdt.co.za and book on Max Instagram. Also, there is a link there where you can book your appointment with her for one-on-one consultations. If you are in Cape Town, or do you also offer virtual consultation, Max?
Yeah, we do. We do.
You see, so you can consult with Megs virtually as well. But I must say, on Instagram, She really puts out very valuable content on practical things like combine this and that, buy this and combine it with that. The food items that we see in our shops, the food items that we buy, but maybe we have them in the house. We just didn't know that they can be put together and create snacks and create meals, as well. So she's also big into, athletes fueling. So you can go to her social media and see those nutrition advices and recipes that she's put out. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.